More than 100 people marched in Philadelphia yesterday to protest U.S. military strikes in Venezuela and the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, earlier that day. WHYY's Emily Neal has this report.
Protesters marched from City Hall to the U.S. Armed Forces Recruitment Center in Spring Garden, demanding an end to what they called U.S. imperialism. Katie Murnicki joined the protest with Philadelphia's Party for Socialism and Liberation. She says even though she had been following the Trump administration's actions in Venezuela, the news on Saturday was, quote, shocking.
Regardless of whatever accusations the U.S. government makes, I think it's criminal and disgusting that our government is spending their time and money kidnapping presidents of other countries instead of taking care of people here at home. And we know that this is a very unpopular thing, so we wanted to show our support with the Venezuelan people.
Trump said Saturday that Maduro and Flores will face drug and weapons charges in New York. Emily Neal, WHYY News.